A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the spring 2018 issue on the Me Too movement. WWJD, What Men Can Do to Address Sexual Assault and Harassment, by Kelly Hickman. Kelly Hickman is the Assistant Director of the Missions Office for the Archdiocese of Seattle. She holds a master's degree in theology from Seattle University. Kelly grew up in Seattle and is a parishioner at Christ Our Hope Parish in downtown Seattle. Being a man in a patriarchal society can be like a fish that does not recognize the water for the ocean. It can be hard to begin to recognize the ocean that is the patriarchy when it's all you've ever known and benefited from. I believe that patriarchy, or any system or structure that values men over others, is harmful to all people. It gives not men, including women and non-binary, those devalued, a self-view of subordination, which also skews their understanding of others, the world, and God. Patriarchy goes against the primary Christian understanding of the human person as having inherent worth and dignity by placing some humans above others. The parable of the Samaritan woman at the well, John chapter 4, verses 1 through 45, can serve as an example to us of how Christ in the gospel chooses to treat those subjugated with respect and dignity, and in doing so, shows love. In Jesus' time, both Samaritans and women were understood to have less value than Jewish men, Jesus being the latter. This particular Samaritan woman has another layer of less-than-hood because of her relationships with men. Quote, "For you have had 5 husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband." End quote. We do not know why she has so many husbands. Women at this time were unable to divorce their husbands, but a husband could divorce his wife for any reason. The Samaritan woman chooses to go to the well at noon, the hottest time of day, when no one else will be there. Jesus must have sensed her isolation. He asks her for a drink, ignoring the societal rules that would forbid such a request. He meets her where she is, acknowledges her situation, and offers her acceptance and God's love. What would it mean to encounter all women, and especially those oppressed due to race, class, ability, etc., with the respect and dignity with which Christ encounters the Samaritan woman? It would mean valuing women more than our society and culture have taught us to. It would mean restoring personhood to those devalued as less than. Particularly, there are specific behaviors that men, as beneficiaries, can practice to denounce the injustices generated by our patriarchal society, and to instead offer respect, dignity, and God's love. Be a safe space. You may not witness assault or harassment as it is happening. Being a safe, trustworthy advocate to women in your life begins with believing a woman who chooses to share her experience with you. Validate and believe women. When you do witness an inappropriate comment or behavior, you have the power to say something on behalf of the person the comment is directed at. It could be simple, for example, "Who talks like that anymore?" Or direct. Please don't objectify name of your friend who is going to be so grateful for your advocacy here. Hold men accountable. As a man, you are likely witness to comments and attitudes expressed by other men to each other, including you, when women are not present. This is an opportunity to speak up and put the kibosh on language and attitudes that perpetuate the valuing of men over women. Patriarchy. Reflect. Prayerfully consider your answers to the following questions. What role do you see for yourself in addressing sexual assault and harassment, if any? How has patriarchy diminished you as a man? In general, in what ways do you think patriarchy diminishes white women, women of color, female children, older women, lower income women, women who do not identify as heterosexual, women with a physical, mental, or other disability? Addressing sexual assault and harassment is not about transferring shame from women to men. It's not about guilt or blame. It is about our collective responsibility to set right the imbalance, the unjustness and objectification perpetuated by valuing men, or specific kinds of men, over others. It's about restoring personhood to all.